Hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sonam and today I will discuss about the elements of a medical paper writing. The basic structure of a typical research paper is an introduction, methods, results, analysis and discussion. Now, what are the various sections in a medical paper? Number one, introduction. Use the introduction to demonstrate that you are well versed in your area of study and current research on that subject. The introduction should contain a review of the subject's current research, research issue, hypothesis, thesis statement, an overview of the field, the current situation, and the current procedures. Number two, methods. Demonstrate that you arrived at your conclusions using fair and trustworthy methods. Describe what you did, the testing, and the professional involvement used. The methodology should explain how you arrived at your conclusions. Number three, results. Results should take up a significant portion of your thesis. Organize, define, analyze, and categorize. Describe and interpret differences between various studies, reviews, and assessments. Number four, discussion. Summarize your key results and comment on them. Address the study's limitations and use them as justifications for suggesting potential studies. So, what are the guidelines for medical papers? Number one, make a thesis statement. A successful thesis statement condenses the whole argument into one or two sentences. This is the central claim that the entire study backs up. Everything in your work should support and substantiate your main argument. Number two, perform your research. Once you have decided on a subject for your research, you can begin gathering and analyzing data from different sources. Use knowledge from reputable sources. Double-check your data sources. When taking notes, always write down the source, page number, and author of the quotes so you don't have to go back and look up where you got the information. It is also critical to jot down anything important and useful you come across while researching your subject. Number three, revision. Reread your draft multiple times. The final draft should be consistent. Correct the errors and rewrite the sentences that are not clear. If you are not sure about your spelling and punctuation, use a grammar checker like Grammarly, which will highlight misspelled words and punctuation. If you need professional help, a competent team of experts can improve your piece significantly by editing and polishing it, or even writing a research paper from scratch with your ideas and inputs. Number four, complete and submit your paper. It is a good habit to reread your paper after editing to make sure everything is in order. If you have some time before the deadline, set your work aside and come back to it later. Ensure you meet the word count and formatting specifications before uploading or emailing your file. Verify that the facts and quotes are accurate. Examine the cited references. To sum up, the IMRAD format is succinct and professional to assist researchers in presenting their proposals. Scientific journals promote objective research by providing a consistent internal framework that you should follow. Moreover, you must read well-written articles to be a good writer. Simplicity and consistency are the keys to effective writing. So, avoid ambiguous sentences, repetition, and using more words than needed. Do comment and let us know how you like the podcast and the topics you want us to address. Visit our website www.manuscriptedit.com for more podcasts. Thank you for listening.